A crowd about 1,000 strong marched through Center City, Philadelphia last night and remained largely calm. The organizers, under the name Philly is Baltimore, sought to express anger over the death of Freddie Gray from injuries he sustained in Baltimore police custody. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, some say the restrained approach of Philadelphia's police department helped cool tensions here.
There's one image from the protests in Ferguson last summer that has been seared into the minds of police officials around the country. The sniper perched atop an armored military-style vehicle. It represents an approach to protesters that criminologists say inflames rather than suppresses violence.
Cops in riot gear and armored vehicles and military-style equipment raises the level of tension.
Arcadia University sociologist John Noakes studies how police respond to protests. He says ceding the streets to protesters, letting them march, and not having riot gear officers up front are the best ways to keep the peace. On Thursday night, Center City was flooded with police cars. There were officers on horses, some on bikes, others holding batons to barricade the highway. But the armored-up police? They were there, but sort of hidden. That was intentional, Noakes says.
When we study protest, we will go, or policing protest, we'll break off every once in a while and just walk the perimeter or a couple blocks in, and that's where you tend to see them sitting there waiting for something to happen. So they're there, but they're not putting them as the face of the response to the protesters.
Research on protests points out that crowd violence escalates if people think police are treating them unfairly and when there's a heightened sense of threat. How many protesters arrested Philly police report Thursday night? Two. And they were both released from custody hours later. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.